Finding a decent rental in New York City has always been challenging, but recently it's become even harder as many people who can afford to buy are opting to rent instead. Data from the brokerage firm City Habitats find vacancies for rentals this summer are at the lowest level in years. Janet Babin has more.
To find out what renters can expect, I first stopped off at an Upper West Side condo for a visit with five women, all New York real estate aces who get paid to resolve the dilemmas of vertical living.
Sarah. My ceiling is dripping. I can hear the pitter-patter of the water from the sprinklers of the guy's terrace above.
Exactly.
I have a mushroom growing in my shower.
From errant mushroom heads to whether to buy or rent an apartment, these women can talk a real estate blue streak. And they say,
yes, we do think that this is the hottest rental market we've seen in years, and it's not something that's just coming from the brokers, but it's definitely a crazy hot rental market right now.
That's Jill Urban, real estate reporter for New York One. Also at this party, Alana Maiman and Terry Rogers with the blog Brick Underground, and Johanna Robledo, real estate columnist for New York Magazine.
I think we're entering a period of more uncertainty in the sense that people are still trying to figure out what is happening with our economy, what is happening with our political system.
Robledo's logic rings true for 26-year-old Mike DiNapoli.
I'm moving back to the city to start a new job. Wanted to see how that'll turn out for a year.
Last year, DiNapoli moved back to New Jersey to work at his family's business, but now he's back. His new job as an analyst for a hedge fund begins next month. DiNapoli did a marathon two-day search of the city and found a spacious layout with a terrace for more than $3,000 a month. But right before he sealed the deal, DiNapoli's new landlord asked for more money down.
So do you have all your papers and everything?
Yeah, I got a whole stack full of papers here. I actually need to go to the bank and get another check.
Last year, DiNapoli could have expected some concessions from the building owner, maybe a month rent-free or help with broker's fees. DiNapoli's broker Kendrick Reinch at City Habitats says not this year.
When we applied initially, typically a lot of rental properties are asking for first month's rent and security. Our particular condo initially asked for first month's rent and 2 months security. Then this morning they changed it to 3 months security because Mike was switching jobs.
The only difference between this and a college application was I didn't have to write an essay.
City Habitat's latest report found that just 8% of rental transactions involved some sort of landlord concession. That's down from 34% this time last year. There are several reasons for this juiced-up rental market. For one, it's a seasonal thing. Every summer, the city fills up with interns, students, medical residents. Plus, most people would rather move in 90-degree heat than in foot-high snowdrifts. But this season's rental swell is exceptional. Gordon Golub is in charge of rentals for City Habitats, the brokerage firm that produced the report.
The vacancy rate is at an all-time low for the last 2.5 years.
While City uses only its own data, Eric Anton with real estate firm Eastern Consolidated says he's also seeing a tighter rental market.
Construction has been way down since the boom of 05, 06, and 07. So during the last, say, 3 years, construction has slowed down quite a bit. So there have been fewer units delivered to the market, which, of course, when supply decreases, prices increase.
Another reason people are drawn to rentals is that banks have become so picky about mortgage lending. Appraiser Jonathan Miller with Miller Samuels says the demand for rentals has increased, but he suspects the rental market is just doing what it's supposed to do this time of year.
That doesn't mean that we're in some sort of rental boom that's sustained indefinitely. It's going to depend on where unemployment and credit go.
All this uncertainty has turned would-be buyers into renters. Even real estate professionals are renting, like the City Habitat's VP, Gordon Golub.
Gordon, rent or buy?
The nice thing is that consumers have an outstanding selection.
Okay, let me ask it this way. Do you rent or buy our own?
Right now, we're actually living in a rental apartment on the Upper East Side on Park Avenue and 80th Street.
Qualified buyers like Golub flooding New York's rental space have only added more pressure to the tight rental market. For WMIC, I'm Janet Babin.